105 on FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings on a Friday. Now it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive and check in with Louie Arata. Hey, Louie.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great. And I've spent about the last, every time I talk to you, I pull up the website, McConnellAutomotive.com. And the trucks that you got there on the front page, first off, just absolutely awesome vehicles on the lot. But this website, you can pretty much do anything you need before you visit the lot.
That's right. You can look on that and check out everything we got. And we have a bunch of trucks in the back lot, too. So don't think the trucks out front is all we got. We got plenty of them in the back, just right around behind the used car building. Gump's got them all lined up out there and color-coded, and it looks great. But, yeah, we got great deals. We got low interest rate on those new trucks, too, so you can check those out. Going to be a little rainy this weekend. Hope everybody be careful. And if you have that unfortunate accident, don't forget we got a great body shop here. And Thomas and all the girls and the guys back here take care of all your insurance needs and take care and repair your truck. And if you have that total car, like you said, look at the website, McConnellAutomotive.com. We try to keep it fresh and keep it all up front. And we got a few used cars out there. We're trying to buy stuff right now on the internet. And we'd like to buy your car. So if you got want to get rid of it, call Gene at 251-476-4141. Give him the bin and the miles, and he'll give you a price right over the phone and put some cash in your pocket.
It is that easy. We appreciate your time, Louie.
Hey, thank y'all. Come by and see us.
Yeah, and a review left by Thomas from Chunchula said, great people to do business with, and I second that. McConnell Automotive, they have great people there. You can check them out. They're online, McConnellAutomotive.com, or you can see them in person. McConnell Automotive on Dauphin Street, just east of I-65.
837, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and FM Talk 106.5. Somebody that you're going to see on the ballot in 2.5 weeks is our guest right now.
That's right. It's a statewide race that Thomas Govan is seeking the Republican nomination for on the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals. And Thomas joins us this morning. Good morning. Thanks for coming on with us.
Good morning, Dan and Dalton. Thank you all so much for having me on. And I appreciate the opportunity to visit with your listeners about our background and our experience in the campaign for the Court of Criminal Appeals.
Yeah, we'll get to that. First things first, you are the envy of Dalton Orwig because we were noticing on your website that is it, it's four, right?
Yeah, you have four kids. Is that right, Thomas? I'm having a hard enough time keeping my head above water with two.
Well, four kids, yeah, it is not a there's never a dull moment in the Govan household, that's for sure. We're blessed. My wife is just absolutely amazing, but we've got two girls, two boys. We entered uncharted territory last year. We now have a teenager, so things are busy, and, you know, it's sports season, so there's a lot of activities going on in the Govan household, but we are very blessed.
Yeah, so you were saying, like, yesterday, you're campaigning statewide. It's a statewide office, so you're all zipping around the state from Muscle Shoals to Gulf Shores, and Mama's holding down the household, huh?
That's exactly right. You know, people, we have been traveling for about over a year now around the state campaigning, and people keep asking, hey, you've got so much hard work going on, and I say, yes, I really do, but the hard work is my wife, Jessica, at home. Yesterday, I mean, she had to take my son to a basketball game, baseball practice, my daughter to gymnastics, my other daughter to tennis. So she is really the hero in the Govan household.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, Dalton comes in every morning claiming to be assaulted in the privates by his.
they're always kicking me. That's right.
They just kick him all the time.
Kick me.
He walks in with a limp, I would say, 3 out of 5 days of the week.
It happens too often. But
the joys of parenthood. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, the joys, yes.
It does sound like you've got some good kids on the way who are going to be great leaders when they grow up, just like you. And Thomas, just reading through your bio, you've done a lot as you look for this spot on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Can you kind of take us through your career, starting with, did you serve in the Air Force? Is that right?
Yes. No, thank you. I currently serve in the Air Force Reserve, yes. And I've been blessed with just some amazing experiences. I commissioned into the Air Force, into the Reserves in 2016, and currently serve. I'm assigned in Washington, D.C., and do appellate work, actually appellate legal work for the Air Force. So just very, very blessed to serve our country that way. And I've always been in public service, either as a reserve officer or in my civilian career as a prosecutor. So I started, I went to the University of Alabama for law school, went and moved to Montgomery, and I've lived and worked in Montgomery my entire career. Started with the Attorney General's office, and I've prosecuted cases for many years there. I went to the U.S. Attorney's office for a couple of years under the Trump administration to prosecute in the Middle District of Alabama, and came back to the Attorney General's office to serve and as the chief of the Criminal Trials Division in Attorney General Steve Marshall's office. And it's been really a blessing to be able to serve and to serve the people of Alabama and try to seek justice every day for victims of crime. That's what I do. And I've been blessed to, I've done it both in the courtroom as a trial prosecutor and as an appellate prosecutor. I prosecuted cases for over a decade in the Court of Criminal Appeals that I'm running for. So I've just been very blessed to serve the people of Alabama in my capacity. And Lord willing, look to serve them on the Court of Criminal Appeals now in this new endeavor.
Yeah, Thomas Govan is seeking that seat on the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals, and that's March 5th is the election date. I'm sure you're, I don't know if you're anxiously awaiting it or if you're just so exhausted you wish it was tomorrow, maybe.
But it's a little bit of both. And in some ways, I wish it was tomorrow. In some ways, I wish I had more time.
Right.
But it has been an absolute privilege to do it. It has been a lot of work, a lot of late nights, a lot of early mornings. But the opportunity to go around the state and meet all these incredible people, and you see so much on the news that the bad things coming out of Washington D.C. and the craziness around the country. And there are just so many good people, Alabamians around the state, who care about our country, care about our state, care about really the things that matter, raising their families, working hard, individual liberty and freedom. And it's a privilege to get to know those folks. And also, I've just been encouraged that people care in my travels around the state about the judicial system and the Court of Criminal Appeals. And, it's a very important court. It handles all of the appeals for criminal cases around the state. And for folks to care about the judicial system, the type of judges that we have, that's been really encouraging too.
Yeah, can you explain the seat you're seeking for us? You just kind of mentioned it there on the Court of Criminal Appeals. How that differs from your work right now with the Criminal Trials Division? How would your job be different? What is a Court of Criminal Appeals? What would you be doing there?
Sure. Well, now I'm a prosecutor, so we actually prosecute the cases in and try the cases to juries and in a trial level. On the Court of Criminal Appeals, I would actually be sitting as one of five judges on an appellate court, and that court will review the cases. It's not a trial court.
Mm-hmm.
It's an appellate court that would review the convictions. Any conviction that occurs around the state, if it's appealed up to the Court of Criminal Appeals, that five-person court would review that case and determine whether there were any errors or any constitutional issues. And so, as you can imagine, there's a very heavy docket on that court. There's a lot of cases that come around from all 67 counties. So it is it's one of the most busy court dockets in the state and really around the Southeast as well. So one of the things I'm excited about is the fact that I have appellate experience of litigating in that court for years and the practical experience of trying cases. That's going to be some unique experience that I think can really aid the court in navigating that heavy docket that they have, mm-hmm. to try to bring justice as efficiently as possible to the people of Alabama.
So maybe it was, I think, majorly because of COVID, but down here in Mobile and then several other places around the state, really nationwide, a backlog of cases, jury trials. So has mm-hmm. that has extended to the criminal appeals level as well? Because there's so many cases backed up on the lower levels, it makes sense that there would be a lot of appeals backed up as well.
Well, yes, to a certain extent. I mean, their docket has been consistent really throughout COVID, and actually a lot of the cases during COVID, the appellate cases ballooned during that time. It kind of inverse of the way you would think. The trial level cases got backed up, and then they ballooned during COVID on the Court of Criminal Appeals. They were able to sift through some of those, and now as some of those cases, the backlog in the trial level is being lessened,
mm-hmm.
now the cases are starting to pick back up again on the appeal level. So It kind of follows the inverse of the trial level, if that makes sense. So now will be an important time to make sure we have judges who can efficiently and effectively pursue those cases, because the most important thing in the justice system is to get it right, but also to do it efficiently, because, you know, justice delayed is justice denied, as the saying goes. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we can do to make sure the people of Alabama have confidence in their justice system.
Thomas Govan also tries to maintain justice in a Montgomery household that includes four children. And Dalton remains mystified by your ability to do that.
What's more difficult?
Those trials at home are...
That's what I was going to say, yeah. You're going to feel it from there when you try to figure out who's in the right in those cases.
My dad was a judge, Thomas, and he... Occasionally, we would actually, to get to the bottom of something, it would be like a trial. And somebody was going to squeal, and it was always me.
Yeah. I was the snitch.
I was proud of my oldest daughter this past Christmas. She was advocating for something for Christmas, and she actually put together like a PowerPoint, kind of a closing argument type theme PowerPoint. And my lawyer and heart just bloomed with pride at my daughter for her advocacy skills. So probably also something a little nervous to look forward to as she enters the teenage years.
Okay. Okay.
That's too good. So like Dan said, we're just over 2 weeks out from that March 5th primary. You've been, I'm sure, busting your hump these last few months to get your name out there, and you've done a really good job of it. And with this being a statewide race, so... it's a lot different than a lot of the other races we've been keeping an eye on, even Jerry Carl and Barry Moore, which may be the most most discussed of the races. They're only in one district.
Exactly.
You're having to cross from state to state. What's that been like? From across the state? What's that been like?
It has been a challenge, but it's been very rewarding too. We are approaching about 50,000 miles that we've traveled this past over calendar year, traveling around the state, and it is challenging, but it's also rewarding. And for example, now that I've gone back to places around the state multiple times, and when we go places, we encourage people to remember to go with Govan for the Court of Criminal Appeals. And now that I'm coming back multiple times, people will stop me and say, "Oh, you're go with Govan," and that's encouraging when you see people who are paying attention and investing and getting engaged in the process generally, but in particularly this statewide judicial race, because you're right, the congressional races are going to presidential races may be the top of people's mind, but we can't forget some of these other positions, especially statewide positions on the judiciary that are so important. Because and one other thing just about that, you kind of see now a lot of the battles that are being waged ideologically now, unfortunately, are coming to the court system. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to make sure we have judges who understand kind of the beauty of our system is a limited form of government. And judges are not supposed to create laws. They're not supposed to change laws. That's for the legislature. And so we need to make sure we continue to have judges with that rule of law mentality, so everybody can stay in their lane, and we can have this, the great American constitutional republic that we all hold dear in our hearts. And regardless of what's happening around the country, we need to maintain that in Alabama.
Well said, Thomas. And when you do get home from crisscrossing the state, do you ever have that moment when you look at one of your kids and say, "Now you are..."
Yeah, you forget.
Which one are you now?
You know, when my parents, you know, when you're growing up, your parents will accidentally call you the other kid's name. I thought, I'll never do that. I have kids, and sure enough, it happens. But
sure.
I'll tell you what, that is the recharging moment for me, to get home with my kids, hear about their day, see how their practice went, their day at school. That's really the recharging energy that I need to get back out and do my job now, currently as a prosecutor, but also to campaign around the state.
Tom, it's been a pleasure talking with you today.
And
thank you so much.
If folks want to check out more about your campaign, ThomasGovanForJudge.com, and I imagine you're on social media as well.
Absolutely, Thomas Govan for Alabama on social media, and just encourage everybody to go with Govan for the Court of Criminal Appeals on March 5th.
Thanks, Thomas. Our pleasure.
Thanks so much.
All right, there you go. Another candidate, and Thomas Govan looking to be on the Court of Criminal Appeals. If you missed part of that interview, you can hear the whole thing at fmtalk1065.com on the way, and we'll wrap it up on Mobile Mornings.